you don't have to believe that there is rebirth. You just have to experience it. How? For example, in a relationship, if you have noticed, husband, wife, they fight in the morning sometimes. Before, now imagine there is a fight in the morning. The husband goes to the office, the wife goes to the office, or whatever. They go there, they part their ways. In the evening, they meet. And the first thing they meet, are you going to start definitely from where you have ended? Or you felt, okay, morning episode happened and then I'm not bothered now. No, that stays with you and you start where you ended. Yes or no? The same fashion, even in the daily life, morning fight happened, parted ways, went to office, had a good time, did a good job, came back, and then you again pick up the fight from the place where you have left. So what makes you think that the progression of your own existence, you will leave it at a place and never come back? Because even if you don't come back, your mind will pull you back. What is pulling, what is making you continue a fight that has happened in the morning or yesterday or day before yesterday, once you again come up with the same context? Your mind gravitates you towards that. In the same fashion, when we pass on from this life also, it's all about you. It's not about God. It's not about people around you. You have come on this life for yourself, for to enhance the quality of your experience called life. If you are disappointed with it, if you are not so happy about it, or if you are depressed about it, obviously you want to redo it again. That gravitates you. That is the reason why maintaining a state of equanimity is called moksha. Now, because there you have come to terms with good and bad in your life. But there, what happens? Once you have a fight and you come to terms with this is okay, this is not okay, and the fight is, or the struggle is solved. And then in the evening you meet, then you can have love. Yes or no? But then if the fight is unresolved, in the evening you meet, the fight resumes. In the same fashion, what we need to really understand is it's not things around us, but it is we gravitate towards the things around us. Am I clear with you? So all unfinished business, our mind gravitates. Somehow or the other, we need to attend what we have not attended fully. Thereby, the experience of rebirth is inevitable to mankind. Because what you have done, you should have an equal and opposite reaction. And that reaction should be visible into you. If that is not visible, for example, you take a hammer and hit to a nail. The action, the reaction from the nail to the hammer is also visible, at least microscopically, to the hammer. Yes or no? After a few years, even the hammer gets distorted. Yes or no? In the same fashion, what all you have done to yourself, what all you have done to your surroundings, you need to have a conscious experience and an impact out of it. It's inevitable. Yes or no? So, good or bad has to have an impact, shape change within you. If it is not having, then you have to come back for the shape change because you can't leave it unfinished. Am I clear with you? Apart from this, there are many scientific and many spiritual and many contextual or scriptural connotations to prove rebirth and stuff. But then I just explained to you the experience part or the logical part. Now, if I say in Gita 14th chapter, they say, Yam Yam Vapi Smaran Matre Na Tvajante Kalebaram the Sloka, then what happens is, now, you again might ask me what is the evidence that what is said in the Gita is correct. Though I am sure that what is said in the Gita is perfect, but then I don't want to give scriptural connotation to it, but the logical connotation is you have to start where you end. So somehow something has to address.
For more such content, events and programs, download our Tattvamasi app, or you can also visit our website guruatmananda.org.